KX93.5. Name of that song is Begins to Rain. And I think it's the actual, it's actually the perfect song to play right now. It's Beginning to Rain. That, by the way, La Sera, and we've been on that for most of the morning. On the line with us, we have Katie Goodman with La Sera. Katie, are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, La Sera coming out in concert on December 8th, along with Nancy Wilson of Heart. And we are so excited about this show, Katie. I cannot tell you how excited we are to see you, first of all. And it's not just you. It's you and Todd Weisenbaker. That makes up La Sera.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about, first of all, tell me about Begins to Rain, the song we just played. Tell me about that song.
Oh, that's a sad song.
I know. I'm well aware.
It's about a friendship that had to evolve with time.
Right.
And sometimes that's tricky.
Yeah. Okay. And this, you obviously, this is a personal experience from you. Did it end up okay?
Yes.
Okay.
It did. It didn't seem like it would, but in the end, it did.
Okay, great. Now let me ask you about the when you start writing music. As you're writing a song, is there a setting you like to be at, or do you have to be in the car in front of the ocean, or at the dining room table? Where do you do your best songwriting?
Oh, I would say most of my songs are written while I'm like laying in bed,
okay,
relaxing.
Right.
But there have been a couple songs where I've been in the car or like, I don't know, I guess mostly just in bed,
okay.
Sometimes in the car.
So, okay.
But those are the two real hot spots.
You ever like put lyrics down on a cocktail napkin and then you go crazy looking for that cocktail? Where was it? What was that I wrote down earlier? Is it like that? Or okay. Yeah.
No, but in like a very modern version of that, sometimes right. I'll like write a song and record a demo, and then for some reason like the file gets lost on my computer and it like iTunes won't open it. And it feels like I've lost the cocktail napkin.
It's like, I get it.
Like, that song's now lost to time. Like, I'll never remember what it was, and my stupid computer has erased it from the world.
So how did you and Todd meet?
We met because, well, La Sera has been a band for, like, a pretty long time. Todd joined in 2012, but the band started playing in 2010.
Okay.
And so we played a CMJ showcase in fall 2010, and we opened the show. It was at Irving Plaza, and Jenny Lewis was headlining that show, but not with, like, her, it was her band, Jenny and Johnny.
Okay.
Which was her band with her then-boyfriend, Jonathan Rice.
Right.
And Todd was playing guitar in that band. So I actually met him, like, in 2010 at Irving Plaza because my band was opening for his band. And then after that showcase, La Sera ended up going, like, opening for Jenny and Johnny in England for 3 weeks, like a month later.
Oh.
So we all became like very good friends. But we didn't start hanging out we started dating 2 years later. And then he joined the band like at the same exact time.
Right. Now you had to wait. It's like you have to wait almost 2 years. You really do before you start. That's a proper amount of time to wait.
Well, it's the kind of thing where it was like we were just friends, and then we just like ran into each other 2 years later.
Right.
We were like, oh, right. Like, you're really cool. Let's hang out. And then we did. Now we're married.
Very cool. First of all, congratulations on that. And you have a child, too. You have a baby,
and
too, right?
Also have a child.
This is great. Oh, no, this is great. Now, you were originally a member of the Vivian Girls.
Yes.
Okay. Is that a truff? Do you find that you put additional pressure on yourself when you're taking on a new project? For instance, okay, I was a successful Vivian Girl. Now I'm taking on a new project as La Sera.
They both operated at the same time for like a while. Like Vivian Girls didn't break up until I forget what year that was. 14?
Okay.
So for the first couple years of La Sera, I was doing both, which was pretty hectic.
Right, I can imagine that.
So after Vivian Girls broke up, I just continued doing La Sera without doing Vivian Girls. So it wasn't like I was like, all right, it's time to move on. Like, it was just kind of like, oh, I was already doing La Sera. I'll keep doing La Sera.
Now, a couple of years ago, I ran into a guy named Ryan Adams. You might know him. He produced.
Oh, I do know.
I know you know Ryan. Now, he produced your latest album, which was Music for Listening to Music To, which I absolutely love that title. I think that's just that's a cool title for an album. Now, the album in its as a whole, the album has really great lyrics, fine guitar work, and you found a song to use a pump organ in, didn't you? How does that happen? How do you use a pump organ? Where do you come up with that idea?
Oh, I don't think that was probably not my idea. That was probably
Ryan's idea,
or
right?
Todd. Yeah. Right.
Now, who did you listen to growing up? Who were your influences growing up?
60s music.
Okay.
So, my first concert, I saw the Drifters, although I don't think it was like the original lineup, but it was a lineup of the Drifters was like my first real show. I saw the Shirelles when I was small as well.
Right. So, 60s soul music. You liked a lot of the 60s soul stuff. Oh,
yeah.
Very cool.
I grew up with all the music I listened to had harmonies, and that was like a big focus, which is why in Vivian Girls and in Lucera, I feel like harmonies is one of my favorite parts of making songs.
And it's so funny you say that as we listen to your album, those influences definitely come out. You definitely have a soulful voice. You definitely have soul in your system.
Well, thank you.
No, thank you.
So yeah, I really like just, rock and roll.
Right.
So, like, I feel like a lot of Lucera songs, it's just rock and roll, '60s rock and roll.
Right. And if we drive with you down the road, if we're listening to your car radio, that you're listening to '60s stuff still, you're kind of still into that?
Yeah. Right. I actually listen to a lot of audiobooks, honestly.
Okay. I'm into a lot of biographical stuff right now.
I listen to a lot of audiobooks, but also music.
Okay. Now, are you writing any songs that you're like halfway through with right now? Are you writing anything currently? Are you working on a song that you're trying to finish right now?
I mean, I have a bunch of demos. We're starting the process of working on another record. We took a long gap because we had a baby.
Right. Babies
so
will do that.
Yeah, they're very tiring. And it's hard to be creative when you haven't slept in a year.
Yeah.
But
I get it.
He's a year and a half old now. So, like, we're finally kind of re-entering the world. So I'm very excited that Lucera is, like, going to play this show, and we're going to probably write a new record.
Right. Now, did you notice after first having the baby that it's kind of like all of a sudden you're on Mars because nothing else matters other than the three of you for that moment? And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're two cats and a dog. You're a cat and dog person, right?
Yes, it's a zoo here.
All right, well, let's talk about the important stuff. Tell me about the cats and the dog.
They're very cool with the baby.
All right, that was going to be my question. So when you brought the baby home, the cats and everybody got cool with it.
Yeah, they just kind of like kept their distance for a couple months, and now they're just all playing together.
Excellent. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Katie Goodman from Lucera. Lucera is going to be live in concert 1 week from Saturday, December 8th at the Irvine Bowl, Festival of the Arts Grounds. And Nancy Wilson of Heart, what a great show. I just cannot wait for this evening. I really can't.
I know, it's going to be fun.
I want to ask you specifically about a song that I want to play next before we go, but I really need to know about this because the lyrics really touched me. I'm thinking, I Need an Angel is a song off of the same album. And one of the lyrics that you wrote were, "We were money in the bank till the bank got robbed." Tell me about that song. Tell me about the genesis of that song.
Todd wrote that song.
Okay.
Which is, he's a very good songwriter.
Right.
And yeah, he wrote a song about needing to be saved. And it's that song.
Yeah. Wow. It's a great song filled with great lyrics. The entire album, by the way, is awesome. Music for listening to music too. All right, and we're going to hear that song. We're going to hear Like an Angel coming up. Katie, I cannot wait to see you on December 8th. If people want to hear your music, where do they go?
I mean, the internet or a record store.
The internet. Anywhere on the internet.
If you Google Lucera, it'll come up. If you go to a record store, hopefully they'll have it.
All right.
And that's music.
You got a website we can all plug into as well?
We do. I don't know if you can hear my screaming baby outside. He's getting antsy.
Nothing is better. Nothing is better than hearing that.
There is a website. I have one. It's called iamkatiegoodman.com.
All right. Excellent.
But that's for Lucera and other stuff too.
All right. Excellent. Katie, I'm gonna let you go take care of that youngster. I can't thank you enough for being on the program today. We are so looking forward to seeing you 1 week from Saturday in concert with Nancy Wilson of Heart. This has been Katie Goodman of Lacera, and let's go. Let's hear "I Need an Angel." Katie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.